talking with Mike Spradling, Forest Oklahoma Farm Bureau President. Mike, House Bill 1999, Senate Bill 375. A lot of passion, a lot of your members, a lot of other rural folks here today.
Absolutely. And, of course, Ron, you know, we saw great support for both these bills. It's time, as it was mentioned, that Oklahoma stand up for our rights. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is here because we feel that, it's an attack on our private property rights. We own these animals. They're in our possession for their care and well-being. And that's our business. That's our job. And we're going to do everything we can to be certain that the animals are treated the most humane way possible. And this bill gives the owners of horses an option. Again, this is not a mandate. This is an option for people that maybe don't have another choice or economically can't afford to do the traditional euthanasia, that they may be able to dispose of their horse in a very humane way.
Now, obviously, we've already had one vote in each body on these two measures. They've now flip-flopped. That kind of tells us maybe the legislature's close to a done deal. The question mark, obviously, is the governor.
Well, of course, the governor. Of course, the thing, Ron, the reason we've had this media conference today is the fact that I think the legislature, just by what you mentioned, the overwhelming passage that they had in both the Senate and the House, but now the issues are coming in from out of state. It's coming from HSUS and other animal groups like that. Those are the things we've got to be certain that the governor understands the support from Oklahomans. Her citizens here in the state of Oklahoma, I think, should weigh in more important than an outside group such as HSUS.
I know that your vice president for public policy, governmental policy, John Collison, made a very strong plea to folks in the room here today to make contact with the governor's office.
Absolutely. It's important because she is hearing, again, from a lot of the outside groups, people outside the state, animal rights advocates. But now we have to be certain that the governor hears from her own people. Those of us in ag production here in the state of Oklahoma, to let them know that, this is our issue. We're responsible for animals' well-being. As I mentioned, we're there sometimes from time of conception to the birth process. We're in charge of its well-being and care all through its productive life. And, yes, it's our responsibility when time comes and how and when we terminate the life process.